The tour.
"This way, everybody, this way," Ed Regis said. By his side, a woman was passing out pith helmets with Jurassic Park labeled on the headband and a little blue dinosaur logo. A line of Toyota Land Cruisers came out of an underground garage beneath the visitor center. Each car pulled up, driverless and silent. Two black men in safari uniforms were opening the doors for passengers.
"Two to four passengers to a car, please. Two to four passengers to a car," a recorded voice was saying. "Children under 10 must be accompanied by an adult. Two to four passengers to a car, please."
Tim watched as Grant, Sattler, and Malcolm got into the first Land Cruiser with a lawyer, Gennaro. Tim looked over at Lex, who was standing, pounding her fist into her glove. Tim pointed to the first car and said,
"Can I go with them?"
"I'm afraid they have some things to discuss," Ed Regis said. "Technical things."
"I'm interested in technical things," Tim said. "I'd rather go with them."
"Well, you'll be able to hear what they're saying," Regis said. "We'll have a radio open between the cars."
The second car came. Tim and Lex got in, and Ed Regis followed.
"These are electric cars," Regis said, "guided by a cable in the roadway."
Tim was glad he was sitting in the front seat because mounted in the dashboard were two computer screens and a box that looked to him like a CD-ROM. That was a laser disc player controlled by a computer. There was also a portable walkie-talkie and some kind of a radio transmitter. There were two antennas on the roof and some odd goggles in the map pocket. The black men shut the doors of the Land Cruiser. The car started off with an electric hum. Up ahead, the three scientists and Gennaro were talking and pointing, clearly excited. Ed Regis said, "Let's hear what they're saying." An intercom clicked.
"I don't know what the hell you think you're doing here," Gennaro said over the intercom. He sounded very angry.
"I know quite well why I'm here," Malcolm said.
"You're here to advise me, not play goddamn mind games. I've got 5% of this company and a responsibility to make sure that Hammond has done his job responsibly. Now you goddamn come here."
Ed Regis pressed the intercom button and said,
"In keeping with the non-polluting policies of Jurassic Park, these lightweight electric Land Cruisers have been specially built for us by Toyota in Osaka. Eventually, we hope to drive among the animals, just as they do in African game parks. But for now, sit back and enjoy the self-guided tour."
He paused.
"And by the way, we can hear you back here."
"Oh, Christ," Gennaro said. "I have to be able to speak freely. I didn't ask for these damn kids to come."
Ed Regis smiled blandly and pushed a button.
We'll just begin the show, shall we?"
They heard a fanfare of trumpets, and the interior screens flashed, "Welcome to Jurassic Park." A sonorous voice said, "Welcome to Jurassic Park. You are now entering the lost world of the prehistoric past, a world of mighty creatures long gone from the face of the earth, which you are privileged to see for the first time."
"That's Richard Kiley," Ed Regis said. "We spared no expense."
The Land Cruiser passed through a grove of low, stumpy palm trees. Richard Kiley was saying, "Notice, first of all, the remarkable plant life that surrounds you. Those trees to your left and right are called cycads, the prehistoric predecessors of palm trees. Cycads were a favorite food of the dinosaurs. You can also see Benetitalians and ginkgos. The world of the dinosaur included more modern plants, such as pine and fir trees and swamp cypresses. You will see these as well." The Land Cruiser moved slowly among the foliage. Tim noticed the fences and retaining walls were screened by greenery to heighten the illusion of moving through real jungle.
"We imagine the world of the dinosaurs," said Richard Kiley's voice, "as a world of huge vegetarians, eating their way through the giant swampy forests of the Jurassic and Cretaceous world 100 million years ago. But most dinosaurs were not as large as people think. The smallest dinosaurs were no bigger than a house cat, and the average dinosaur was about as big as a pony. We are first going to visit one of these average-sized animals, called Hypsilophodonts. If you look to your left, you may catch a glimpse of them now." They all looked to the left,